Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. As you can see, this is going to be an extremely fun topic by the title, Toxic People. And this topic was sparked by what we shall call an incident that happened. And I just basically needed to get it off my chest. So I typed out my script. And after that, I journaled. I think I did it the other way around, actually, where I journaled first and then wrote out my script. But it came at such a perfect time for me, because getting serious about myself and my goals and the things I want to do, I had to realize there were people holding me back. There were people who were essentially toxic for myself. And realizing that is hard. I'm not even gonna lie. Realizing you have toxic people in your life is half the battle. That is like the intro. That is the ominous music that plays at the beginning of the cutscene for this fight, because it's a prelude. It is just the opening show. This is the curtains coming up and digging yourself in for the crap storm that's about to come. Let me explain just a little. What happened was, I don't even know how to begin this. There was a certain event that took place a while back, and I, to a certain extent, had people tell me, this person said that about you. They were saying this, that person said that. And I was like, well, this is petty. And then someone else came up and told me some things that shook me to my core of, this person said A, B, and C about you. And I thought, you know, out of everyone, I thought this was honestly the last person on earth that would say these things about me to someone else, just because they know what kind of a person I am. They know with what intentions I did this good deed with, because it was something good. I was helping someone else. And they flipped the script and turned it on me and made like I was the bad guy for doing something good. And I just couldn't. I was devastated. I was literally crying because of this. And I had been mulling over the people in my life and what they were doing, what I needed, and how I needed these things done. And I realized, you know what? I think I need to start cutting people out of my life. And not in a bad way. Just in a, I'm making you see why we can't continue kind of a thing. And that is hard. Realizing people are toxic, not the end of the earth. Realizing you need to cut them out of your life is shocking, because sometimes we don't even see how deeply embedded they are into our lives. It's like saying you need to find your tribe, which kind of takes me on this whole tangent of, they say it takes a village, and your village is like your family. But a lot of the time people don't realize family is blood. But there is a chance that you can just be like, nope, I'm disowning you, or you've been disowned, or you get kicked out, and suddenly you're not family, like blood means nothing. Which to a certain extent, it doesn't, because you can choose people to be in your life that become your family. And that's the lesson, basically, of this whole thing. You need to choose wisely when it comes to the people in your life. And you need to look at them not in a transactional relationship kind of a way, like, what do you bring me, what can I give you? But in a more non-superficial way. It's like looking at your relationships and friendships and things and finding out how you feel when this person is near you, or when they're with you, or when you speak to them. Do you get excited about seeing this friend because you know you're going to have a good time even if you do nothing extravagant with them? I know I love, pre-lockdown obviously, going to a nature reserve with my friends and having like a picnic. We would all gather together bring things, sit and have a picnic, eat and talk and just have a good time. And then we'd go on a hike, and it was the best times of my life. I can't wait for everyone to be on the same continent or in the same vicinity just so that we can do that again, because it was one of the best things I've ever done. And it's because I can talk to them about things. I know I have their support. They know they have mine. It's a way of being together without having expectations or doing it because you want something out of it. A few things you can actually ask yourself when thinking about this person is, can you count on them if you need them to just listen to you? Can you tell them about your goals and know they will support you instead of being like, maybe that's a bit too much of a goal, don't you want to start smaller? They should be like, yes, you can do it. Dream big, go bigger. Like, they should be in your corner. Another thing you could ask is, do you learn things from this person? Because learning things is part of life. And if you were the same people not learning anything new, whether it's something basic or something advanced, are you even growing as people? Or even being able to just talk about certain things that may seem stupid to other people, but it's actually very fascinating to you. Are you able to talk on a mutual topic and have a good time? Can you come to them with your problems? Can they come to you? Because once again, it's a relationship. It's a two-way street. And that brings me to the core question for every single person you need to be asking. Are you guys equally coming to this friendship or this relationship? Are you giving and are you taking? Is it reciprocated? Because you can't give everything and get nothing in return, and you also can't just take everything from someone and give nothing. That's not the way it works. So I would say, really look at the relationships you have going on and assess, are these people toxic? Are they not? Should you keep them? Should you get rid of them? Should you maybe try and strengthen friendships that are fading in your life, or should you kind of just cut them loose? Because it's sometimes the non-toxic relationships that become toxic, or the non-toxic people that can become toxic. Because very similar to abuse, there are various ways. Like, you obviously know the common physical abuse, but there are other ways in which people can be manipulated and abused and things like that. For example, gaslighting or financial abuse. Those are subtleties that dig away at your subconscious or your self-esteem that you do not realize. And very similar, toxic people can manipulate you in ways where you don't even realize you are being manipulated. And that is why you need to really just look at the people in your life. And I know the phrase is make the circle bigger, but you need to make your personal circle smaller. Or if you're like me, you have very few people to begin with. Really assess them and look at them intensely, because I'm someone who firmly believes in quality over quantity. And maybe if you have a lot of people in your life that are yeah today, gone tomorrow kind of people, I'd give my friendships an overhaul and an assessment. And this is not to say if you do have a lot of people in your life, you're bad or you need to get rid of some. This is purely situational for each person. I prefer to have my circle small, which is why I don't like letting go of people. But in this situation, I need to put better boundaries in place, stricter rules, and unfortunately, cut some people off. And it's hard. As I said, I was crying, but I have to move forward. You know, there's another phrase. I'm using a lot of phrases today, I'm sorry. That says, don't hold yourself back for others. If they're meant to be in your life, they'll catch up. And that's something that I've, once again, had to have beaten into me this past week, because I have been making moves and doing a lot of positive things, which I will get back to in the end of this episode. But I've been pushing myself forward really hard, to the point that I feel I've almost distanced myself from some people who are really close to me. And that's not a bad thing. As I said, they will catch up if they are meant to. But you can't hold yourself back from achieving your potential because you want someone else to catch up, or you want to lag yourself behind in order to keep up with them. it doesn't make sense to do that. Why would you put yourself on a back burner to see someone who is simmering in their life keep simmering? Is that making sense? I surely hope so. My point is, if they are meant to be in your life, they will be in your life. And if they want to be visible and important in your life, they will make the effort. So don't let yourself lag behind for others who aren't willing to put in as much effort as you are. Reciprocity, people. Reciprocity. I'm done with the rant. Thank you for listening. Anywho, as I was saying, money moves. Yay. I have been working hard. My goals are still getting there. I've found a whole bunch of things that I'm incorporating. So my brain works very weird. I see something new. I'm like, why not try that? So I found a new couple things that I need to incorporate into my goals. And I'm getting there. Honestly, it's crazy. But I'm getting there. I'm making progress, as I've explained. And I am so excited to be moving forward. I'm making money moves, as Cardi B says. And I am pushing for a lot of things. So I just wanted to mention that I've been off social media for a few days. Not because I have been slacking. The opposite. I've been working really hard, talking to some people, doing a lot of things in the background that you don't see. And one of the posts I made, I think 2 days ago or so, it was somewhere last week. I can't remember because I record this on one day, upload it on another day. There's a few days in between, so I can't remember exact dates. But it was basically a post regarding progress and doing you, even if people can't see it. And that's what I've been doing. I've been doing me. And even if it's not visible to the rest of the world, it doesn't mean I haven't been making progress. It doesn't mean my progress isn't valid. And it doesn't mean I can't celebrate it. So that's what I have been doing. I've been working very hard behind the scenes. There are things that are coming up very soon that I'm very excited to show you guys. But I can't, not yet. Like I said, working on it underground, sort of. So you can look forward to a lot of exciting things coming, but just be patient. There are things going on, you just haven't seen it yet, so be patient. But I will be announcing it, so look forward to that. This is where I shamelessly plug my Instagram. So check it out in the description box below. There'll be a link to my Instagram. All the posts will be there. And I've started being more strict with uploading consistently and announcing when my podcast is uploaded. I've also started trying to just be a bit more funky on there. So check it out down below. And yeah, that I think is it for this week. I don't even know how to wrap this up. So I will just wrap this up by saying, reassess what is going on with you and with the people in your life, because this upload is literally going up the day before the end of March. Maybe that's a sign you need to kind of reassess things, because the first 3 months of the year are officially finished. First quarter of the year, gone. So trust me. Trust the process and the progress, because when it comes to closer to the end of the year, when all the parties are back and all the celebrations and things are going on, you're going to want people that you have actually enjoyed conversing with and getting to know and relearning about during this lockdown period, even if it's level one. And those are the people you're going to want to stick with. So trust me on that. Figure out your people and choose them wisely, because that's the best thing you can do for yourself. Obviously, the song of the week is Toxic by Britney Spears. I couldn't mention Toxic without making Toxic by Britney Spears the song of this week. So go out and listen to it. Iconic music video. Just everything about it is insane. Yeah, that's all I got for you this week. A shout out to my brother, whom I forgot to shout out in last week's video for his birthday. Happy birthday. I know you had an awesome time, so I'm not even going to say anything else. It was a good time. Once again, I'll leave a link to my Instagram down below. Don't forget to turn on all the notifications so that you don't miss my next episode. Like I said, there are big things coming, and enjoy the rest of your week. Love you. Bye.